The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A key to understanding how juvenile animals develop involves watching them interact socially and potentially learn from the experience of others, as opposed to by trial and error. Birds that fly out of sight of researchers have understandably proven difficult to monitor, but now technology has advanced enough to make this possibility a reality. Scientists focused on the brown booby, a tropical seabird found in both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The researchers hand-raised three chicks in Japan, feeding them fish for 100 days, until the birds fledged or became mature enough to fly. Using tape and glue, the scientists attached miniature video recorders on the backs of these fledglings, each weighing about 27 grams, or less than 1/40th of the 1.5 kilogram birds. The researchers found that young seabirds regularly followed other birds, presumably to learn how to improve their foraging and flying skills. Surprisingly, the scientists found that young brown boobies often followed other species, such as brown noddies and streaked shearwaters, with approximately 40% of the plunging dives of the birds carried out to capture fish taking place close to other species.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.